Mr. Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday as the war of words between the U.S. and Iran intensifies. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The U.S. says Iran is behind the drone and missile strike on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities over the weekend, but Tehran denies it and is warning that any retaliatory attack would lead to all-out war, with a lot of casualties, in the words of Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He says his country doesn't want a military confrontation, but warns Tehran won't hesitate to defend itself. He spoke after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the attack an act of war. Rita Foley, Washington.
Pompeo was in the United Arab Emirates capital, Abu Dhabi, on Thursday. He met with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two discussed the recent attack. U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad set to appear Thursday before a House of Representatives committee to answer questions about now-stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off the negotiations. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau admitting to and apologizing for wearing brown face makeup at a costume party in 2001.
I take responsibility for my decision to do that. I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better. It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do, and I am deeply sorry.
Time magazine posted the photo, which it says was published in a private school yearbook where Trudeau worked as a teacher before entering politics. We have more international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of Israel's Blue and White Party reiterated on Thursday that he wants a unity government.